This is Dolores, and I'm in Fulham. I've just been to a lady's house called Antoinette. Her son was killed in a knife incident about 4 years ago. No, sorry, not 4 years ago. 7 years ago. And I'm going to do a feature on the impact that death leaves on the family. So I just wanted to find her. Anyway, I'd done a bit of investigating and I came into Fulham, which is in southwest London. And through a bit of investigating and people talking to me on the estate, I found Black and I found his mum. The reason that I'm interested in Kieran's case is because he was a good boy. He wasn't in a gang, he was 15 years old and his mum had bought him a cheap phone just a couple of weeks before, 2 weeks before, and she'd sent him to the shops to buy something for her, and he never came home. He was stopped by three boys who didn't live in the area, and they asked him for his phone. They wanted his hat that he had. It was a £20 baseball cap, and when he wouldn't hand over his phone, they stabbed him. Thing is, they didn't get charged with murder, they got charged with manslaughter, because obviously they said that they didn't mean to kill him, and I guess that's obviously what the jury found. But what a devastating blow for his mother. And you know, I'd done this bit of investigating, and I've gradually narrowed down the block, and I knocked at a door and his mum answered, Antoinette. And it was such a really poignant moment. She's opened the door very narrowly, and I think she was quite surprised. I told her who I was. I told her I was doing an MA degree, a master's degree at Goldsmiths. And we had a little talk on the doorstep. I think the shock of it, she didn't want to talk to me straight away, which I knew that would happen anyway. I knew she wouldn't. Why would she? Her house might be a mess. You don't want just people just coming in your house, strangers, do you? But she's agreed to talk to me because I'd like to feature her in my documentary feature. It's just such a shame, you know. It's just so touching because of the circumstances. Nice only child pops out to the shops for his mum and just doesn't come home. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine that? And it was her only child. And she's alone. I asked her, do you live alone? She nodded her head. Really heartbreaking. And I read a piece about her before I went to find her. That's actually what the thing that propelled me out of the door. I wanted to go and find her. So I did, because I want to make her my friend. And, you know, the newspaper report was right. She was lonely. In this piece that they wrote about her, they said that she was sitting alone in her house. The telly was just on. And she was just sitting there, staring into nothing. And I so get that. But how do you live after that? I mean, we had a little chat and I said, I'm so glad to see you're all right, because she says she's back at work, she's working. I said, well, thank God you're not flying off of anything. She said, oh, no, couldn't do that. And I think that if you lost a child, it was your only child. I mean, most of you that know me now know that I lost a child. And it was quite difficult for me. If I hadn't have had love and living children, I know for a fact I would have killed myself. The impulse to do it was very strong. So this is for Antoinette and Kieran. I really want to do a lovely piece about you. I'd love to talk to you about your son. I'd like to get it on tape, record it, and send it out into the world so other people that didn't know Kieran will know him and know him for the lovely boy he is. So, Antoinette, I know you're not listening to this because you're not on the internet, but I think you're brave, I think you're lovely, and I'm so pleased that you spoke to me even for, the 10 minutes that we spoke. This is Dolores in Fulham, signing out. Bye.